With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Emancipation Day is Monday, and the calendar is packed. Here's CIGTV's Donna Bush.
Recently, civil servants were selling various types of T-shirts to be worn this Friday, part of the Dress Down Day initiative. Emancipation Day was previously observed in the Cayman Islands before being replaced with the Constitution Day holiday by the Legislative Assembly back in the 1960s. Now, the reinstatement of the day as a national day of observance is a year-long culmination of research and examination of a number of concerns related to Cayman's cultural heritage. A number of events are taking place leading up to and on the Monday holiday, as well as throughout next week. On the 3rd of May, everyone is encouraged to proudly wear the vibrant colors of the Cayman Islands, blue, white, and red. On Sunday, the 5th, there's a church service at MZ Memorial Church at 4 p.m. And on the Monday holiday, you can travel down to Seafarers Way in Georgetown from 1 to 8 p.m. for Emancipation Day celebrations. We invite you, the public, to engage and participate in the upcoming campaigns. Now, for more details on all of the happenings this Emancipation Day, you can check out the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Heritage's Facebook page or their Instagram page at MYSCH_Cayman.
Cayman BRAC celebrates the achievements of its young talent with a night full of performances at the Aston Ruddy Center Thursday night. Radio Cayman's April Cummings was there.
24 performances, a jam-packed night of music, poetry, and dance, bringing the community together. The Aston Ruddy Center was packed as students of all ages showcased their talent here for the National Children's Festival of the Arts, Cayman BRAC Edition.
My name is Chase Scott.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
11. So what did you perform tonight and what was it like?
I performed Sia Humba, and honestly it was very exhilarating and I enjoyed it a lot.
Without further ado, let the show begin!
Mark Knowlton has been serving as the MC for this event for more than 40 years now.
I have always been a supporter of Cayman BRAC's young people. I think they are the future. And from the very first one I've done, I've seen these young people grow up and be part of the community as adults, and it's gratifying to see it.
Cummings reporting from Cayman BRAC for Radio Cayman News.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Eileen McHugh. China has launched a rocket carrying a probe that will aim for the first time to collect samples from the far side of the moon and return them to Earth. The 53-day mission is part of Beijing's increasingly ambitious space program. Turkey's trade minister has said all imports and exports with Israel will remain suspended until there's a permanent ceasefire in Gaza. Turkey had already announced trade would be halted until aid deliveries to Gaza improved. The US Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has confirmed that Russian troops are now operating in an airbase in Niger that's hosting US military personnel. Mr. Austin said the Russians were in a separate compound. Germany has summoned a senior Russian diplomat in Berlin in protest after accusing hackers controlled by Russian military intelligence of a cyber attack. Police have entered the prestigious French university Sciences Po in Paris to remove students who occupied part of the building in protest against the war in Gaza. In Lyon, about 40 students were removed from the Sciences Po site there. An official with the World Health Organization has said that the agency does have a contingency plan in case Israel carries out an incursion into Rafah in Gaza. But the representative said the agency would be unable to prevent a substantial rise in deaths if the operation went ahead. A security alert is in place in the northeastern Indian state of Manipur on the first anniversary of the start of ethnic clashes. Events are being held to remember those killed. And the American newspaper, The Wall Street Journal, says it will move its Asia headquarters from Hong Kong to Singapore. A number of international publications have left Hong Kong since Beijing imposed new national security laws in 2020. BBC News.